Sonic Warrior. It's the best song from Sonic 8-Bit. I don't really know, to be honest, but yeah. Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the Blue Zone. I'm your host, Pete Kickass, and welcome to Radio Sega's Sonic-centric show, where we talk about anything that... it's basically only Sonic stuff, so yeah, welcome. I hope you're having a great day, and if you weren't having a great day, well, I'm here to probably cheer you up, or try to at least, and what can I say more? So yesterday it was April Fool's, if you guys weren't aware of, and lots of stuff happened in the social media, including some stuff in the Sonic Japanese tweet, which we'll talk about probably in the news segment. And did you get fooled by someone? I actually got fooled, like, you know that leak in commas, not in commas, you know, that supposed release of the Sonic All-Stars Within Transformed Turbo Edition for the Switch. Yeah, I actually got fooled by that, like, in during some seconds, then I got, oh yeah, this legit fake. So yeah, did you guys got fooled by anything? So if you did, be sure to give me say that in the Discord chat, which is available at radio.se/discord. So join the fun if you want. Everyone's right there, and come talk to us. Come talk and say your own opinions on the show, and yeah, come talk to everyone that's listening to the show as well, because we're waiting for you. Or not. But yeah, it depends. So yeah, before we go into the new segment, we're going to play some more songs from awesome Sonic games. So let's start with Sonic Heroes' Battle City Area. So we'll be right back with the new segment. We'll be right back. And we are back. So we just played some three songs, which were, let me see if I can actually get the song names here. So we played Sonic the Hedgehog. We played the Sonic Heroes Battle City area. We played Sonic the Hedgehog 8-bit version Skybase, and we also played Sonic Colors from Sonic Colors Wii version, Asteroid Coaster Act 1. That lovely guitar, it's amazing. And like one of my favorite songs from Sonic Colors. Like seriously, it's amazing. Those riffs and anything. So yeah, welcome to the news segment. We'll talk about the latest Sonic news that have happened during this week. But before we go into the news segment, we need to give you this, which is the question of the week. So what's this question of the week thing? It's the that little game that I have in this show where I give you one question each week and you have to guess what's the correct answer for this question. And if you get on the first guess, you get 3 points. If you get on the second guess, you get only 2 points. And if you get on the third guess, you only get 1 point. So you only get 3 guesses to get the question correctly. Last week, so I actually made a little change to the game. So I actually got to play bits from certain songs, and you have to guess those songs. But this week is going to be different. It's going to be back to normal. And if you actually want to see that kind of format from last week return again, do give me your own feedback, and probably we'll see that come back. So without further ado, it's time for me to give you the question. So the question of the week for this week is, what's the name of the level up item that makes Sonic's light speed dash charge faster? So what's the name of the level up item that makes Sonic's light speed dash charge faster? If you know the answer for this question, give me a PM on Discord. I'm PTKS over there, so you can find me on the Radio Sega Discord in radiose.ga/discord. I'm over there, and let me just see if I can actually write this pretty quickly, and there you go. So good luck with that, and it's time for the news right now. So what's on the news then? So let's start with the less important news, which are the April Fool's thing that I actually gave you. So the Japanese Sonic Twitter account posted the Izuka Fan Club t-shirts that were that first appeared in that video on the Sonic Mania Collector's Edition promo, which is over here, that tweet. And they said that if they get enough feedback, they will actually try and make it a real thing. So in the tweet, they actually said that they released the shirts, but it's all April Fool's things. So if you actually want to see that shirt come out, do give them your feedback. And please make that shirt come real, because I actually want to buy that or not. I don't know if I actually want to go on around the streets wearing the Izuka Fan Club t-shirt. Jimmy says you type light speed dash in Google and you get this cool artwork. Is that, how is it called? That My Little Pony. Rainbow Dash, is it? Is it Rainbow Dash? I think it is Rainbow Dash. That's kinda, yeah, probably not the light speed dash you were looking for. Yeah. Yes. So what's also on the news then? Time to open my thing again. So yeah, Sonic's Twitch channel will be showcasing Sonic Mania on April 13th. And I actually did spit right there. On April 20th. So if you want to see more Sonic Mania gameplay, do tune into the Sonic's Twitch channel, and they'll be playing Sonic Mania on April 13th. So stay tuned for that. Also, the Sonic Mania demo was available to be played on EGX Res 2017. And if I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I think RFC played the game over there, and he said it was pretty good. And it was the PC version, if I actually saw the pics correctly. It was the PC version of the game. So, it was, I think, since the PC version, probably it was only Green Hill and Studio Opposite Zone that were playable. So, for those that were there, it was amazing to actually play Sonic Mania for the first time, probably. Also, that's pretty much covers all the Sonic news that have happened this week. Now it's time for the show news. So what's new on the show? What I want to give you, not really good news, but whatever. Next week there won't be any. Sorry about that. There won't be any episode next week. So next Sunday, I won't be available to make a show, an episode, and that's because I'm going to be out of the country, so I'm not available to be here and actually present the show. And also today there's not going to be a Supersonic Quiz, because again I've been pretty busy with all the packaging and bags and all that stuff to actually leave this week. So yeah, apologize for that. But yeah, do enjoy it. Probably I hope you enjoyed this episode. And yeah, Jimmy says do a pre-recorded show. I thought about that really, but since this show actually uses a lot of user interaction and all that quiz thing and the top five and the voting, probably it wouldn't work that well in a pre-recorded format. So I actually ended up doing the decision, actually arriving at the decision of not doing an episode next week. So yeah, there's that. And that covers all the news that happened during this week. And now, before we go into the Sonic Game of the Week segment, don't forget to vote on the top 5, on the listener's top 5 poll, which is available at radiosc.ga/bluezone. I'm going to post the link on the Discord chat. And yeah, vote for your favorite tracks from Sonic Advance 3, which is the Game of the Week for this week. And yeah, before we're going to talk about Sonic Advance 3, we're going to play more Sonic tunes, so let's start with Rusty Runezone, Act 1 from Sonic 3D or 3D Blast, depends on where you live. So we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Sega music, live shows, and the chance to request your favorites. This is RadioSega.net.
Windmill Isle Knight from Sonic World Adventure or Sonic Unleashed, depends on where you live in, again. And welcome to the Sonic Game of the Week segment. We'll talk about the different Sonic Week, Sonic Game, not Sonic Week, what am I doing? Sonic Game each week. And this week it's time to talk about Sonic Advance 3, the only SA3 we got into today. Again, if you haven't put it on the poll for the your favorite Sonic Advance 3 songs, be sure to do it, because I don't even know how many people have voted for it yet. But I'm going to post it again on the Discord chat if you want it. So here it is, and it's time for me to check how many things or how many people have voted for it. Actually, let me just sign into the Google account, because yes, it's a lot easier. It's not working. Okay, it's working. There we go. Rex says it's Sonic Week each game, but like it never be Sonic again. God damn it. Yeah, so I believe it's four. Yeah, so four people have voted on the poll right now, and how many ties? Because I'm always full of ties. There we go. So we have a tie between six tracks for second place and the definite first place, which is good. Good thing we have that. Anyway, do vote for that, because we're in need for some more votes. If you want, that is, because really, if you don't want it, I'm not going to force you or anything. I'm not going to enter your house with a really big... I don't know. Anyway, so Sonic Advance 3, it was released in 2004 for the Game Boy Advance, and it was the last new Sonic game on the GBA, because the definite last game on the GBA was Sonic the Hedgehog Genesis, and we all know how that went. And the gameplay is pretty much like the first two Advance games, but also allows a player to choose the additional partner, which will increase the player's actions. So we can do the spin dash, we can do the homing attack, I don't remember how it was done, and you can also play a la Chaotix or a la Sonic the Hedgehog 2 with a partner and do stuff. So yeah, gameplay. You can play as six different characters. So you can play as Sonic, which is playable from the start. You can play as Tails, which is playable from the start. You can play as Knuckles, which can be unlocked by completing Sunset Hill Zone 2, Act 3, with Sonic as a team leader. Amy Rose can also be played, but it can be unlocked by completing Toy Kingdom Zone 4, Act 3, with Sonic as a team leader. Crimed Rabbit can be unlocked by completing Cybertrack Act 3 with Sonic as a team leader, and Dr. Eggman can only be played by the second player in non-aggression, so that last level from the game. SA3 requires the player to pick a main character and a partner character to assist them, so basically like Sonic the Hedgehog 2, like you had Tails following you, and that's pretty much how it controls. But the player can also pick up the teammate. So for example, if you're playing as Sonic, you pick Tails as your teammate. You can pick Tails and by holding R, and then release it for a special action called Tag Action, and that action depends on the character you're using. And the main character will also act differently depending on who's your partner character. I need to grab that thing again. Let's see if I can find all those different actions, because it was like yesterday and I really didn't have much time to write all of this. Anyway, so in case of tag actions, if you use a tag action as Sonic, if you pick up Sonic and use a tag action as him, it gives the player a super burst of speed as if walking over a speed booster. And only having Sonic as a partner will let the player enter boost mode. If you use a tag action with Tails, it will allow you to give a super high jump aided by Tails. Yeah, there it is. If you use Knuckles, and Knuckles can be thrown forward at enemies, so you throw Knuckles at enemies and they will be destroyed. And if you scream, Cheese becomes a character Chow, and can be used by the characters in the same way Cream uses Cheese, Air and Ground action. If you use Amy, it will give you a super high jump aided by Amy's hammer, and it can be used repeatedly to escape deep water. In case of partnering the character with different characters, it can give you different speed or abilities depending on the character. For example, let's say you're Sonic and you're partnered with Knuckles. Yeah, so you're Sonic and you're partnered with Knuckles, for example. In this case, Sonic gains some aerial moves, such as a down attack, an upward dash, and his instant shield attack. And his somersault attack can also become fiery and more powerful. So this is exclusively if you're using Sonic and using Knuckles as your partner character. So it can, you can have like an infinite number of combinations between characters. Jimmy says Eggman's playable. Yeah, Eggman is indeed playable by the second character, as because I actually read that over here. Because if I'm not mistaken, since it's a second player, Sonic Advance 3 also has multiplayer, which I couldn't find any more info about that. But yes, it has multiplayer. So when the second player in the last stage or in the Neo Aggression, second player can play as Eggman. And if you, for example, if you're playing Eggman, he cannot tag action with Super Sonic in 2-player mode. Yeah, really, you cannot do tag actions as Eggman. But yeah, you can play as Eggman. Like in SA3? Yeah, but not with the mecha, so simply just Eggman. Yeah, so now on to the trivia. So this is the only Sonic Advance game where the tiny Shao Garden doesn't exist. So in this Sonic Advance you cannot raise your Shao like you did so in Sonic Advance 2 and 1. Also, pressing up, right, down, left, right, left, so button combination, up, right, down, left, right, left, on the main menu allows the player to play the special stages again. So you can also select the special stages and play them as you wish. Many of the soundtracks from this game are remixes of songs from previous Sonic games. For example, Route 99 is similar to Tailslap from Sonic Battle, Alter Emerald, so the final zone map, is similar to Holy Summit from Sonic Battle, the main menu music is the Shao Race Team from Sonic Adventure 2, and Sunset Hill is Green Hill Zone remixed in the Game Boy Advance sound fonts and sound thingy, sound capabilities and stuff. And yeah, that pretty much covers everything that I have to say about Sonic Advance 3. If I had to give you my honest opinions about the game, I only played the Route 99, that's for the first zone. I only played that's on as Sonic and Tails. And I actually find like that partner thing really interesting. So because if you see like an upper platform that's too high for it to reach, you can actually use the tag action as with Tails, and Sonic can actually be propelled upwards and reach that platform that he wouldn't be able to reach in the first place. So that's kind of interesting, and it's a better partner action compared to Knuckles Chaotix, if you ask me. But I think in Chaotix you can actually pick up the player as well. Yeah, you can do that in Cash and Draw, but in Sonic Advance 3 you have a lot more capabilities of team play and do a lot of other moves that you couldn't do in Chaotix, for example. And yeah, let's check out how's the top 5 pool now. 7 people have voted and we have 2 ties, and oh god, these are big ties. These are indeed big ties. So we have 3 tracks tied in first place, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 tracks tied in second place. That's even worse than last week, really. Maybe I'm just allowed to pick one track, really, because... or maybe not, that it's just going to be to stay the same if either one or the other. So, yeah, I'm going to wait for some more time. If you haven't voted on the poll yet, if you wish to give your or vote for your favorite Sonic Advance 3 tracks, vote now, because now is the chance. Flare on the Habanero says, "We'll finally learn the secret of Eggman's ability to outpace Sonic." See, I always found that weird, because apparently Sonic is the fastest thing alive, but every time you chase Eggman in the first games, he always outpaces you, always runs faster than you. It's really weird. So Eggman's secretly faster than Sonic in every aspect. But wasn't there like a cheat for you to play as Eggman in Sonic Adventure 2? I mean, I think there was. Yeah, and Eggman was actually fast to be played. Yeah, it's weird. It is weird. Yeah, I really have no clue how that can be possible to achieve. Ray says, "I voted now. I don't know if it helped or not." It did help. It did help, because now we have a A first place, second place, third place, and fourth place. The second the third and the fourth place are ties, and there are 9 tracks tied in fourth place. Yeah, Jimmy just linked me the Sonic Shorts Volume 8 Fat Man Run Fast short, where Sonic is trying to chase him but it doesn't stop. Yeah, I've actually seen that when I was younger, and like it's just, it's funny. But you should watch it. It's linked on the Radio Sega's Discord page, and probably I should lose the collector. Yeah, I should do that, and use random.org again, because that's our go-to if we have ties. So close collector, and close collector now, and thank you all for voting on this poll. And now it's time for us to play your favorite tracks from Sonic Advance 3, but before that we need to go to our amazing friend random.org. Isn't the music like too loud or something? It probably was. Silly. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh god damn it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There you go. So 1, 2, 9, our number is 1. Alright. So let's grab that. Is it Act 1? It is Act 1. So, oh, but you're going to have a top 4, not a top 5, because only you have 4 places. It doesn't matter. So, yeah. So, without further ado, let's play your favorite tracks from Sonic Advance 3, or your top 4. So, we'll be back with the Remix Zone, and I hope you enjoy this top 4. We'll be right back.
number three. Number one.
And we are back. So that was this week's top five well, top four, really, but yeah, you get the point. So it was this week's top tracks, top listener tracks from Sonic Advance 3. So we had, let's just recap this real quick. So we had in fourth place Chaos Angel Act 1. In third place we had Sunset Hill Act 1. So these two tracks were picked by random.org. And then we added some definite tracks. So in second place we had Cybertrack Act 3. And in first place we had Final Boss, the Final Boss theme. Rhythm, I actually love that synthesized guitar. I don't know why you actually call it. But yeah, great guitar work that there. And never mind. So welcome to the Remix Zone, where we each week give you the best community remixes from Sonic Music. And we have another three great remixes this week for me to play to you. And really should just like play them, right? Alright, so let's start with TechWorks Remix from Ocean Base from Sonic Advance 3. And we'll be right back with something else, maybe? I don't really know. Anyway, enjoy the remixes. We'll be right back. Trouble in the Desert from Sonic Adventure 2. Well, it's a remix, but you get the point. And those were the remixes for this week. So we had Ocean Base Techworks cover from Techworks, we had Aquarium Park from Electric Mudkip, remix from Aquarium Park, and Trouble in the Desert from Fezzy Dean feat. Joshua Taipale. And I really can't remember the original track's name. I do remember that. I'm not really sure, but I think the original track had a sample that says either "Who's Bad" or "Who's That." Until today, I really don't know what that guy is saying in the background. But yeah, that's it. Viper just posted Viper and King sing. You've done it. Apparently, Viper just sang "Lazy Days" with King in the a Twitch stream. So if you actually want to listen to Green Viper 8 singing "Lazy Days," big stream from Sonic Adventure, check that link in the Discord chat. I will check it once I end the show, which will be now, unfortunately. So thank you all for tuning into the show, but I shouldn't be giving. Jimmy says, did you say "Who's Bad"? We know that's Michael Jackson. Yeah, I did say "Who's Bad." I don't know if it says "Who's Bad" or "Who's That." I'm still yet to discover that. Anyway, before we end the show, it's time for me to give you the answer for the question of the week. So if you guys didn't pick out the question for this week is, what's the name of the level up item that makes Sonic's light speed dash charge faster? So what's the name of the level up item that makes Sonic's light speed dash charge faster? You still have time, like 2 minutes probably, to get this question correctly. And probably get yourself not the last place. Maybe you are in last place, and if you get this one correct, maybe you'll get on second place? Third place? Who knows? Just get in and give me your answer. You have nothing to lose, really. Well, you do lose points each try, but not many. Probably 1 point out of 3 each try. I need to check that link out. Anyway, I'll give you like 10 more seconds to get on the answer. So, how many now? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and time's up. Thank you all for giving me your answer, but it's now time to give you the answer. So the answer for the question, what's the name of the level up item that makes Sonic's light speed dash charge faster, is Crystal Ring. A power-up item from Sonic Adventure, like that blue bracelet, the clear blue, like the light blue bracelet from Sonic Adventure, that allows you to charge lightspeed dash fast, even faster than it was before. So how's the places? So we have Viper with 25 points in first place, Jimmy with 33 points in second place, Miles Price with 6 points in third place, Musicals with 5 points in fourth place, and Skyblaze, Capper, Supersonic Swag, and Rafseek, all of them in fifth place. Sorry. Sorry about that. Just coughing right there. All of these are in fifth place with 3 points. So yeah, thank you all for taking part in this quiz. Or this question of the week. Each week it's really good to get it. Now it's time to say goodbye and thank you all for tuning into the show, which has been, it was an amazing episode. And they say don't die on us. I won't die, probably. I'm trying. Don't forget to tune in at 8 p.m. On the British Andy's show, the Sunday Funday. We'll be giving you fun for the Sunday, as the name implies, and maybe it will cheer you up. It will cheer your Sunday if you are sad. And don't forget, next week there won't be an episode of the Blue Zone, unfortunately. But on the other week, we're going to have an episode of that amazing. Wait a second. Where's that thing? Yeah, it's good. So, in the other week, however, we're going to have an amazing episode with everyone's favorite game, Shadow the Hedgehog, the edgy game everyone loves and loves to shoot every chow in the life. and drive fast cars down the streets. It's everything on fire. Yes, it's amazing. It's going to be fun, I believe. No clue, but yeah, don't forget to tune into that episode because it's going to be fun as always. So yeah, thank you all for tuning in. Now let's finish off this episode with a track from Sonic Riders Zero Gravity, Blast Town, and I'll see you guys in the next episode in 2 weeks. So yeah, see ya.
It's over! That was fast!
Bet I can smash that.